Hello, and welcome to the Rose Pricks Podcast, a podcast all about The Bachelorette. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Watch What Crappens Bravo podcast, and here I am with the gorgeous, talented, and fired up Stephanie Wilder Taylor of For Crying
fired
Out Loud.
Up.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up, hi, Fire Ronnie. Lady?
I am super excited
about
our podcast.
Well, Steph is from For Crying Out Loud and also the Sword and Scale Rewind podcast, which comes out in June. So look out for that.
June 14th. Please subscribe. Yeah.
So there you go. What do you want to talk about today?
What about The Bachelor?
That sounds so fun. I totally watched it.
I did too. And it was great. First of all, let me just say macro note here. Rachel's kind of coming into her own. I mean, she still does say things about here for the right reasons, but somehow she sort of transcended it a bit and got some attitude more than any other contestant I've seen.
Yes. At one point, someone says, I know that your motto is keep it real. And I was like, that can't be your motto. You know, like that cannot be your motto. Okay. You need a better motto. Like you can't
that's
just
true.
Hashtag that and own it. Okay. It's like hashtagging Charmin. Like, that's my motto, Charmin. No, that's already been branded, okay? Pick another hashtag.
But you can't expect miracles. Even my kids were like, you know, Rachel's our favorite bachelorette. And I said, oh, really? Like, more than JoJo? And they both said, JoJo was a rock with blonde hair. Which I agreed.
She still is. I saw her on some clip of, I don't know, like Entertainment Tonight with Mary Hart. Is Mary Hart still on that?
I don't think so.
Anyway, I saw them on there and they're like, well, we don't have a ring yet, but we're living together. And he's like, they're gross. I don't care. They're a rock. Rachel's great. And yes, you know what? Even though I was bitchy about her hashtag and keep it real in her mind. She does.
Yeah.
She really does. And I'm shocked because we were thinking this girl's going to be boring and she's not at all.
She is a pleasant surprise. I am pleasantly surprised. I like her. I like her as a person. I wish she would talk a little bit about being a lawyer and not just talk about finding love. But I appreciate her sort of attitude and I do. I appreciate it. She does kind of keep it real.
She does, yeah. So it ended up working out for her, that hashtag. You know? Good for you, girl. She's really good. A lot happened off the show this week with articles that have been coming out, which I guess we'll get to.
Lee?
Lee, yes.
Bring it up. Oh, do you have something else?
ABC cast a guy who thinks that NAACP is racist to date first Black Bachelorette. And he has a bunch of tweets that are just so typical for a little angry midget with a side swoop. From where, I mean, he's just so ignorant. So the tweets are pretty standard fare. Do you want to hear them?
Sure. I'm looking at them too right now.
What's the difference between the NAACP and the KKK? Wait for it. One has a sense of shame to cover their racist ass faces. The next,
which is racist.
The next is so overdrunk women, gross. And he bolds words in his texts. Like he says, so overdrunk women in bold, gross. Okay. Like specifying not
one?
Men.
How about this one? Guys, when is the last time you, in all caps, actually saw a pretty feminist? There's a reason for this.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Thousands signed petition to recognize Black Lives Matter as a terrorist group after Dallas. I mean,
yep.
This Gary Johnson guy is like a ghetto street corner knockoff of Hillary.
Yeah.
This
How about
out.
This one, I don't know what this was in referring to, but he wrote, this is, quote, minority privilege. This is Hillary's America. Minority privilege. Gotta love that. Gotta love Lee.
The Orlando terrorist was a devout Muslim and registered Democrat. Muslim in bold. I don't hate Muslims. I do hate, in bold, Islam. I just mind-fucked a few liberals for standing for something while making reasonable sense. After all this gay community talk, all these bold rainbow flags, instead of American flags in bold when it, I mean, just, Jesus Christ. It's like he's doing it on purpose. What is wrong with him?
But I don't think he knew he was going to be on the show yet, do you? And then there's a picture of him. His picture is like cowboy hat in front of an American flag. Wearing a tank top.
Because he's trying to be like a country singer or whatever.
Oh, God.
No, sir. You're a little tiny old lesbian, okay? Just accept your life and learn how to bowl. No offense, tiny lesbians. Let me see.
I wonder if we'll find out if what she thought. I can't wait for him to get kicked off.
Also, somebody sent us some inside info on the Tickle Monster, which we'll have to get to later when I find it. Okay, so let's get to the recap, because this was a really fun show.
Yeah. All right, so it opens up, Rachel is floored that DeMario is back. Really?
She just can't believe it.
What? Never happened.
My first note is, a mob of bad suits charges the door slowly. The guys are like, watermelon porcupine, watermelon porcupine. They're like, rabble, rabble, rabble. We are going to do something about this guy. How dare he? And DeMario standing outside the gate with those fat security guys from Ross who never catch anybody, because they ain't going to run.
Right.
Where are they going to run? That guy in the leather hat is like, I'm wearing a leather cap. I will not be running. My head will not sweat under this cap. You understand me, DeMario?
Then Rachel comes out with her all full leg exposed, full like Beyonce dress lit up to her waist. And she's like, walks out there with purpose. I'm going to go see what DeMario has to say.
Yeah, she's got a big gold belt. And she's like, hello, hello, handshake, like nice handshake. And I like when she was walking out there and she said, you know, no matter what happened yesterday at the gym, it really took guts for DeMario to show up and say this to my face. And I give him respect for that. She's like, hello, sir. Welcome to court. And then DeMario just starts blabbing. He's like, look, yesterday I fucked up, and your motto is keep it real, and I wrote really, that's her motto.
And then he goes, and you know, I wasn't being 100%. I know you like people to keep it 100, but I was like 95 at the most, which I know doesn't meet your standard. He's you like, know, I wasn't know under oath. I just want to say I wasn't under oath.
I know your motto is keep it real, and your favorite emoji is keep it 100. But, you know, I really disrespected your motto and your emoji yesterday, Rachel. And, you know, he's still full of shit because he did that thing where he's wiping the corners of his mouth a lot. Like, lie spit gets in the corner of his mouth.
Yeah. My favorite thing about it was that he's like, okay, I did all that. Sure. But here's what I would like to do. Just move forward.
Well, yeah, of course you would like to move forward.
He has no, like... There's no, you know, he's not going to give any like mitigating circumstances, or he's just like, that happened. So let's just move on. Let's just do this.
Can't you just move forward? And then
put me back in the road ceremony. Put me in. Coach, put me back in.
He was talking so fast. I didn't even know what he was saying, but I think he said, look, you know, that was a mistake, and I want to learn morals from you. Okay. You know? I just want to learn morals with you. And one of my favorite quotes is, lip wipe. To experience joy, you must experience pain. So from the bottom of my heart, let me in, okay? And then I was in the car on the way over here, and I was explaining to the driver that you're the woman of my dreams. And the driver told me, don't ever let her go. I was like, it's a cabbie, first of all.
It's an Uber. He goes, I was talking to my Uber driver.
He literally drives away from the woman of his dreams every morning. How about you don't follow? That's called stalking, okay, DeMario? Let it go. And Rachel's like, yay, cabby advice, you're so for me. So Rachel's like,
yesterday I saw in the gym, you showed me a boy, and I need a man. So I'm so happy you shared the quote about joy and pain, and I'd like you to go experience joy somewhere else, you know.
Yeah,
you gotta.
You're a boy.
I thought that was so funny.
She's like, "Look," he said, "let's move forward." And she goes, Forward isn't backwards, because that's the mansion. Forward is back in the cab again. So I'll move forward if you literally turn around right now and face that cab. Okay? I hope you find I hope you find joy as you move forward. And DeMario looks straight into the camera and laughs. And he goes, damn. Like, nice try, sucka. Meanwhile, the guys are behind them like, hold me back! Hold me back! And Chris is like, whoa, guys.
Hold my earrings, girl.
Tiny little Chris is like the gate. He's like, oh, I'm holding him back. And Moana's friend is like, I'll get you, sir. He's like, I can't get a date, so I'm just going to be super angry and sweaty at all times. So I'll still be on TV. And Chris goes, guys, what do you think's going on over there? And he goes, he looks like a guy who can't tell the truth is what he looks like. I'm like, thanks, Moana. Take a seat, sir.
Moana. I love the fact that all the guys are always like, Chris, what's going on over there? Chris, like, Chris does not work for the show. He's the host. He comes in, he gets paid his like daily rate, like his $1,500 to say like three to hand someone a date card. He doesn't work there. He's not a producer. Why do they play that game?
This is literally the longest scene.
Where's the producers?
This is the longest scene he's had to do in ages. He's like, am I done?
I know.
I've been here more than 5 minutes. Can I please leave?
He's
also
at craft
wanted
services
to
microwaving a cup of soup. He's like, these noodles are not soft yet. The guys are like, Chris. He's like, guys, I need like 30 more seconds with my soup.
I cannot hold these guys back until I've got my sodium bloat down. Okay. I'm about to float away with my lithe figure. So someone on Twitter pointed out hilariously that we call that guy Moana because he looks like Moana's friend in that movie poster. And that guy is played by The Rock, who's the favorite artist of like 60% of this cast. You see how it all comes full circle?
It all does. It all comes back.
So
the guys are so excited that Rachel is like not a high school girl who's going to get cheated on and keep going back. This is a grown ass woman.
Yeah. And she comes back and they're like, yay, Rachel, we're here for you, Rach. And she walks to them and it looks like I just wrote a bunch of tiny little orange men. It's like her own Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
All out there on the cobblestoned little street. And I wrote, the midget with the side poof can die now. Not only because we just read his stupidity in his Twitter, but also just this show. He's a hateful, hateful little man.
He really is. He really has no place there.
She goes, look, guys, here's what I told him. He wanted to move forward, so I said forward is that way. And what's beautiful is I have a lot of men who are here for the right reason. So keep it real. Keep it 100
right
emoji.
Reason.
And they're like, yeah, Rachel.
I'm vulnerable. I just got so vulnerable. I'm like the vulnerablest. So what I'm going to need from you guys is for you to keep it 100 vulnerable on the vulnerable scale.
Please do not use that emoji because it's mine. And Josiah says, Rachel's here for love, not gimmicks and games.
I just like
the idea of a bachelorette who's like, I'm just here to play McDonald's Boardwalk Monopoly. Guy with the tortoiseshell glasses, will you take this supersized Dr. Pepper?
So then there's a little like a thing where a tickle monster comes over with these huge hands and tries to live up to his.
Boo.
Yeah. Stupid. Then Kenny comes over and he's like, have you seen this picture of my daughter? This is a picture of my daughter.
Know,
she's 10.
Kenny, put away the pictures of your gigantic daughter. Okay. No one wants to look at your daughter again. That's not what you show on dates.
No. And then Rachel's like, Every time I talk to Kenny, I peel back a different layer. No, you don't. You don't, Rachel. Every time you talk to Kenny, you hear more about his daughter.
Yeah,
that's
every
a different
time
layer.
You talk
that's
to
the
Kenny,
same layer.
Yeah, he just
that's
swipes
the daughter
a
layer.
He just swipes a page on his iCloud, okay? It's not a new layer. Also, I hate that saying because that implies onions, and we all know onions really smell, okay? Stop saying peeling back a layer. It's an onion and it's gross. I wrote that too. Please put away daughter pictures. I have to point out here, I'm sorry to go back, but the Tickle Monster is really good with dad jokes. And he was wearing those gigantic hands. And he said, after tonight, I'm a guy who has a handle on things. I was like, oh, God, please die.
God.
Please die. Yeah. Please go down the street on a walk with the midget side poof and get hit by the cabbie that's trying to bring DeMario around the cul-de-sac again. Please.
Yeah. They're all super corny in this episode.
But the Tickle Monster's a horrifying... I wrote, how does he molest children with those giant hands? Like, that guy is so creepy. How do you even drive your white van with those hands?
I know. Gross. I know. How do you trim your pedophile mustache with those hands? They're too big.
What did Rachel even mean? She said, he always manages to make me laugh, but tonight he went way beyond these and showed her hands. What does that mean? I don't get the jokes on this show, guys. The jokes on this show are above my head, okay?
Me too. They're above my pay grade, whatever that means. All right, so then Waboom. This begins Waboom being drunk in this episode. He seems to be kind of drunk from the beginning to the end. Because I have Waboom seems drunk and is trying to tell Rachel that Blake has a crush on him. So this is, I'm skipping ahead. There's a couple of different guys, but Waboom talks to Rachel and then Blake gets unhappy about it. And then Waboom, right, seems kind of drunk. He's kind of slurry. And he's like, he's all kind of sweaty. And he's like, Blake has a crush on me. He's like, he peeled a banana like in front of my face. And he was like, eating a banana. And then he like took the sticker off the banana and like put it on my head.
That was like, pretty funny. I mean, I have to say, that was Waboom's redeeming moment to me. He's wasted. He's in a costume from like Forever Plaid, you know, like from the 50s. He's wearing a plaid, terrible polyester suit and a yellow shirt unbuttoned all the way down to his belly button. He's wasted. And he's telling Rachel, I just want to have a good time with you and things were set. And, you know, he just doesn't like me. And I don't know if he has a crush on me, but the other night he was over my bed and he was peeling a banana and looking at me and licking it like this. And Rachel goes, is this real? And he's like, yeah. Well, no, it's true. It happened.
But what was sort of annoying is that instead of Rachel just being like, okay, thanks for letting me know, she actually goes to Blake and she's like, Blake, first of all, I just want to say that, you know, I had a talk with Waboom, and Waboom told me a story about you eating a banana and, you know, like having a crush on him and eating a banana and watching him sleep.
Well, she didn't even go that far. She goes, he said you stood over his bed sleeping, eating a peeled banana. I was like, that's the part you're offended about?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah. Yeah. And this was the worst. This was maybe a low point in Bachelor history to me. Blake's like, those two things, one of them's not true because eating a banana, sorry, I don't eat carbs. I'm on a ketone diet. I was like, somebody please run him over with their car right now.
I need
an Uber driver to come out of nowhere and just squash him. What the fuck? I don't eat carbs.
And his second one was, also, he sleeps with 10 guys at a time. I just do one at a time, and I don't sleep with them. It's just one in the 24-hour fitness steam room, so that's a lie, too. And then he tells us, I know who Waboom is, and nobody else does. And I've told Rachel, but nobody else understands who he really is. And, they do. His name is Waboom. Okay, they know who he is. Now, please comb your hair less. This guy, it reminds me of my Meemaw when she would, like, wet a comb with water and then comb our hair. That's what his hair looks like, and it makes me mad.
Yes.
Stop it, man comb.
Man comb.
Paris.
I also have to point out,
I think that this was before, and don't worry, I don't have to talk about it long, but who was the guy with the vacuum cleaner? Was he the big, hot, the hot guy with terrible fashion sense who strips best later? or was it the chiropractor who's balding? I don't remember, but one guy, I think it was the vacuum guy. He's like, he brings Rachel in private time. He's like, look at me. I'm doing a Rubik's Cube while I'm talking. And she's like, who are you? Real intelligence is sexy. I'm like, that's a Rubik's Cube.
That's the Russian. That's Alex the Russian.
Intelligence. Yeah. Intelligence is sexy. That guy did one side of a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah. I can do a side of a Rubik's Cube. My 9-year-old can do a side of a Rubik's Cube. She needs to raise her standards up just a tiny bit.
Oh.
So, okay. More is going to happen here, but my kids are like, I hope Blake goes home instead of Waboom, because Waboom's just Waboom. Blake is straight up annoying.
Yeah, Blake's annoying, and he's so wide-eyed and, like, dickish. And even if someone's annoying, just ignore them. I mean, all the other guys are doing fine with Waboom. They're just ignoring him, and he's slowly getting drunker and fucking himself over. Like,
yeah. But he's not long for this show. So let's move on, because Rose Ceremony happens. Diggy's got on his Rose Ceremony serious glasses, the darker ones.
Yes. And he's like, well, I'm worried. Right reasons. Right reasons, vulnerable. I was like, okay, tortoise show, we get it. So then I just wrote down the people who were scared, because those are my favorite parts in this Rose Ceremony, in all Rose Ceremonies, when they're like, what does tortoise shell think? And he's like, right reasons, vulnerable, vulnerable. And then Egghead guy Anthony, he goes, if Rachel gives you the rose, it means she trusts you. What? And I said, I hope she says, Anthony, will you please buy a hat? Because you're so handsome from the top of your, you know, from like the forehead down.
I just even wrote, because she picks Brian. I'm like, okay, it's Brian the chiropractor, Bryce the elf. And then I literally wrote Eric, don't really remember him, although he's going to feature prominently in the rest of the episode. I wrote Anthony, don't remember him either. And then will you accept this rose? You know I will.
Oh, good.
And then they laugh like that is the funniest joke. Like they're at the comedy store. Well, like what? You did not say that. What?
Compared to the handle joke that was just made, I'd say that's pretty decent. Waboom. Okay, here's one thing I noticed in this. Because Waboom is just wasted and he's kind of heckling the guys as they're called. He's like, yeah, good job. So she goes, and she wants a sexy guy, but also a funny guy who shaves his edges and draws his own face on t-shirts. Did you notice that Blake and Waboom both shave their edges? It's weird. It's like, is that something they do in their town? They shave like an outline on their hairline so they can define their hairline better. But then they both had 5 o'clock shadow on their hairline. It was weird. It's like underneath that they have Homer Simpson, you know, head. It was odd. I just noticed that. I don't know if anybody else did, but it was uncomfortable.
I didn't notice it, but good call.
I don't know the roses have been handed out the way they have, but she's a smart chick. So that girl's smart. So she'll pick me.
Yeah. And then Tickle Monster gets a rose, to which I just wrote in all caps, no! And then Tilty Head Jack, the smarmy lawyer. And then Matt, I wrote, this is a head scratcher.
Matt? I don't even know who that is.
Oh, Matt's the guy who's kind of balding.
Oh, the construction guy.
Yes.
He's dead to me because of the penguin thing. Dead to me. He was the penguin, right? The construction worker.
Oh, yes.
It's like his glaring insecurity over balding and being older than everybody else is looking like a penguin. I mean, what the fuck? And then he put it on again. At least Dolphin Shark was cute, okay, and funny.
Right.
Moana. All right,
then Alex, the Russian Rubik's Cube master. Oh, I guess Iggy got there, too.
Diggy got one,
okay. Oh, wait. Okay. Then... Well, I have Adam, the guy with the doll. Then Waboom. Waboom is drunk. I just wrote Waboom is drunk. Yeah. Kenny. Kenny gets the rose and he goes, she goes, Kenny, will you accept this rose? And he goes, how can I say no? Shut up. Stop. Stop it. I don't like that kind of humor. Then Brady, the model.
Who is that
guy? And then he's just the random model.
When they showed him, I was like, who's the guy with something about Mary Cumbangs? I don't remember that guy at all. Did we see him before? I didn't recognize him.
We have hardly seen him, but he's the male model that I was confusing with somebody else. Peter.
Yeah, I didn't remember him at all. I was like, who that? So, yeah.
Then Lee, the racist.
Let's just say he was gone. I hate these lists. He was
then
gone.
Then Moana. Okay. So Waboom and Blake go. And Waboom just like kind of pushes her a little bit, kind of gives her a little nudge and it takes off.
Yeah. And she's like, okay, Blake, it was a pleasure. Sorry you were sexually harassed, Wob.
Yeah, and who else goes?
The little tiny guy with the crazy wide eyes who is like, well, if she doesn't like me, that means she's not into perfect bodies and perfect faces or whatever. He's out.
Yeah, I didn't even
he was
kind of
boring.
Guy.
He was like a real estate guy. I was like, get back to a yard sign, sir. So he was out. And then Waboom and Blake have the best the
fakest.
Best fight. Gunkle, what's his face? Sorry, Gunkle Londi on our Facebook. Oh, yeah, go to our Facebook at Rose Pricks to talk about the show as it airs. People are so funny there. He said, that's the gayest fight I've ever seen, and I used to be a bouncer at a gay bar.
Yeah. But my problem with it was it was so fake. I mean, just from the blocking. I mean, I honest to God felt like these guys practiced it before. They were like, okay, what are you gonna? It just seemed so fake. It seemed to me like they were actually friends.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it felt like to me.
Oh, I think they just act like that because they've seen the show so many times and they're just trying to be reality people, but they're so bad. Poor Waboom just looked like he needed to fall down and go to bed. So they're both being interviewed outside next to each other, which makes tons of sense. But Blake is saying, I can't believe I got kicked off because of that drama. And Waboom's like, that feud was the biggest trash ever. So Blake's like, that clown ruined it. I really thought I would get more time because of Waboom. I didn't. I hate him. He lives in my town. I can't get away from him. And then we hear Waboom yell from the side of him, I don't give a shit about Blake. He's a workout dietitian.
Yeah.
So Blake goes over to him. Instead of hitting him, just puts his hand on his shoulder and goes, just want to say, fuck you, bro. You're here for the wrong reasons. And I know why you're here. And he's like, why? Because you're a washed-up comedian and you had to be Waboom! And starts doing his whole thing. And I have to make a Waboom face-off gif. That was my favorite thing. I loved it. I was laughing so hard.
It was great. But I mean, it felt like, okay, here's two guys that are like, oh my God, this is going to be so memorable. This is going to go down in history and we're going to get on other reality shows for this. It just felt like just the blocking of it. Like they were standing, they were both like lit really well. I mean, that doesn't just happen. If you're really having a fight with somebody on a show, it's hard to get it all. Like it's hard to get them all like the audio right. Like, I mean, I'm saying if it's actually a spontaneous fight.
Oh, I just figured they had the floodlights all turned on to get the interviews done. But I don't know. But I'm Maybe. Glad that this one came full circle because Waboom says, you don't even know what funny looks like. And Blake goes, yeah. And starts making farts with all his body parts, going crazy. And Waboom goes, yeah, well, you're a failed workout person.
Yeah, he's like, go back to your protein shakes.
And Blake goes,
and whatnot. Blake and clown goes, life.
Stop. Just be Lucas. And I was like, you know what? We're really getting somewhere, guys. Love Deepak. It's like finally... We all learned something. Now let's move on. And then the people inside are like, yay, we stayed. You guys are still bad suits with like Trader Joe's Prosecco. Enjoy that.
Yeah.
Next day.
So next day, it's group date time. Group date time. Chris pops by to earn his 1500 for the day. And
does he even make an effort? He's like, hey, guys. Yeah. This like, week the date of dates is going to be awesome. Okay. And then he skips up the stairs and he's out. Thanks for coming by, Chris.
He's like, he wore his blue dad shirt that, you know, I have a feeling at this point he's just has to do his own dry cleaning. They're just like, listen, if you want to stick around and, you know, pretend to host the show, that's fine. You know, but we're not paying you anymore. He's probably not being paid anymore.
He's probably just using those things that you throw in the dryer with your dry cleaning to like dryer clean it. It's like
he's
my
like,
mom's
guys,
dry
can
cleaning.
I just hang out? He's like living in a little like a tent near the bachelor mansion. He's like, can I just give the date card? They're like, we don't need you anymore. You know what he's like? He's like the red stapler guy in a Office Space. He's like, I just want to give the date card. They're like, all right, Chris.
But
we're
he's
not
like,
paying you.
He's like, guys, I don't need a paycheck, but it's really hard to flush the bushes after I poop in them. Can I maybe come inside for that? All right, Chris.
I really don't think he works on the show anymore. He's just like, guys, I want to just give him advice and stuff. I don't need to be paid. It's fine. I don't even want to be paid.
He's just
like
behind the wall, like melting orange crayons to keep his spray tan going. Poor little guy.
So Iggy puts on his readers.
Yeah, I said Moana has glasses now. Wow. He's
puts
really
on his
competing.
Readers and he's reading and he announces, okay, this was weird to me. So he's like, okay, so it's going to be Brian, John, who's Tickle Monster, Peter, Alex, Will. And when he says Will just starts laughing. Like, that's just the funniest thing ever that his name was called on the date card.
What was that? That's Urkel, right? He's like, ah,
yeah.
Ha, ha,
and I'm like, this is the kind of guy who overuses LOL, like who texts at people and just throws in LOL for no reason. He's like, all right, I'll be there at 3, LOL.
I know, because that's what I do. And I also would be laughing. If he was like, Ronnie, I'd be like, ah. I'm like, hey, Steph, do you want to do 9 in the morning, LOL? I'm like, what? That doesn't even
and
make
I'm
sense.
I'm like, why are you really laughing out loud right now? And turns out, Will is.
I've learned how to say, now I say, literal LOL.
Yeah. I just put, I actually laughed out loud.
So the date really card, the date card was like, here's the hint. It's Ellen. There's no hint. It's just Ellen.
Right.
Just go to Ellen. Go see Ellen. It's like we couldn't make lesbian jokes or we'd get in trouble. So just go see Ellen.
Yeah. It's like, okay, you're going to be hanging out in a bush. What?
Hey, why eat in when you could eat out?
Today we're going to dine at the Y. What? Wait.
Hey, guys. let's take it easy. Today we're just going to throw a few softballs. I have a lesbian friend who gets so mad at me that I still make like old gay people lesbian jokes like that. It's so offensive. it's so rude. And I always tell her that's the point. And she says, yeah, but when I make stereotypical jokes about you, they're true. Like, you do go see Patti LuPone on Broadway. You do. It's like, well, you know you want to play some softball deep down. You know you do. It's changed to, like, volleyball because that's trendier. But please, girl, please.
Today we're going to go be a PE coach. What? You know, then it's all the jokes that are going to take them, like, 3 hours to get it until they're actually there. And they're like, oh, PE coach. I get it. We're on the Ellen Show.
We want burgers, but we're skipping our favorite place to go to Out and Out. They're like, wait a minute. No, they're just like, it's Ellen. Just go to Ellen Show, okay? And Rachel says, Ellen is my spirit animal.
Apparently, she doesn't actually know Ellen. This is my favorite thing. It's just the America's sweetheart, Ellen. No, she's actually a mean old bitch, but whatever. Okay.
That's what I always hear. And she looks like she's got it in her. But she also has that terrible blank look. She's always had this. It's not because of her age. And part of what makes her so funny is she has that wide-eyed, innocent look. Like she could have Alzheimer's. Or like she could have that, you know, senior disease where one minute you're nice and then you just forget something and you start screaming at people. I'm not sure what's going on with her. But none of the stories I hear from people who have worked for her have been nice.
No, No.
What does she do to people? I want to know.
She's one of those people that doesn't let her employees make eye contact. That's like just is scary and rages. And she's not nice.
Yeah, her whole wedding was vegan, which, you know, good for you. But God, to go to that wedding, it's like, do you know how much I had to spend on your fucking registration? Because, you know, she probably registered at like,
You went to Ellen's wedding?
No, I just mean as a guest. When people do welcome to my dry wedding. Like, bitch, I just paid $150 for like a fucking dish rack from whatever fancy store you chose a dish rack from. You better get me a drink.
Yeah.
Like, don't make me be dry. You be dry.
Yes.
Okay, 100%. So Ellen tells Rachel, they have no idea they're going to be on the show, and they're watching the guys go through the security, whatever, and she goes, why is the tickler here? Because Rachel's like, that guy tickles people. He's a tickle monster. Yeah. And Ellen's like, I don't like that.
Yeah. She goes, why didn't you get rid of that guy?
And she said, that Rachel guy's has no Urkel. Explanation. She goes, that's Urkel. She goes, yeah, I don't like that either.
Yeah.
Like, Urkel hasn't had enough pain in his life without hearing Ellen DeGeneres say, I don't like Urkel. I don't like that. Like, thanks. Yeah. You just pushed Urkel over the edge, finally. The real one.
So then Rachel describes kissing Brian to Ellen. And then Jonathan starts getting bummed because he's so creepy. He's like, why didn't I kiss her? She's talking about one of the guys that she made out with. But then it turns out she's made out with a few of them anyway.
Tickle Monster says, I'm shocked that she's kissed people, but no one knows the extent of the kiss. Maybe it was just the cheek, which I haven't done either. Poor guy.
Yeah, he just, his face is so creepy. I just don't like him.
So Rachel's talking about the guy who's like, the hard, fast kisser, right?
Yes, Spanish guy. The guy who speaks Spanish.
Yeah, that's the chiropractor, right?
Yes.
He is so gross.
So then Rachel's like, I wish I could see the guys with no shirt on. And Ellen's like, I'm going to do something where they're going to have no shirts on. And they all go out into the audience to dance. Okay. And Urkel is like, his ass is in someone's face and it's so weird and uncomfortable. All the guys are just way too happy to be stripping. Alex, the Russian guy, is twerking. It wasn't good. Like, is that supposed to be?
Urkel wouldn't you much rather see
the
butthole.
Guy be real?
You know, Urkel wiped his butthole on a lady's knee. Okay. This poor homely lady who probably flew in and waited for Ellen tickets for like years got like butt on her knee. No one needs that. Okay. Nobody needs that.
They don't. They really don't. And I thought the whole thing was weird. It makes them all seem thirsty.
It's like when a dog drags his butt on the grass to, like, completely wipe it. That's what Urkel was doing to that lady's knee. No one needed to see that, sir. So Rachel was like, thank you, Ellen. Mama was pleased. Gross. So now they go to this interview, and they play Never Have I Ever. And one of the questions is, like, never have I ever jerked off to Rachel's image in my head or whatever. And the big bimbo in Palm Springs say they haven't, right? And I was like,
I know, which was weird because it's like, well, you made out with her for half of your date and you're going to be like, I never thought about having sex with her. Never.
Yeah. And then peeing in the pool, only the giant Russian Guido guy, Russian Guido, that's his name now. Russian Guido admits it. Russian Guido's disturbing to me. He's extremely adorable, and I enjoy his deep dimples. Don't get me wrong. And he seems nice. Right. But there's something creepy about this guy. Also, his fashion sense. Was he wearing jogging pants later to a ceremony? He was wearing, like, some weird sweatshirt type thing.
Yes.
At one point, he wore, like, a purple zebra print thing.
Yes.
There's a lot that's not okay that no one will say to him.
I agree. And then, okay, but then also one of the questions was, have you ever been with someone twice your age? And here's where we start foreshadowing the problems with Fred. Fred says yes, and then the camp thing comes up again. And then Rachel digs in and won't drop the camp thing that he used to be, that she was his camp counselor. And even Fred at that point is like, it's kind of ridiculous that she just can't drop the camp thing.
Yeah, but they all have their little story that they say over and over. Like, that guy's a tickle monster. That guy's a blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I can't believe she's holding this against me. Please stop holding it against me. Tonight, I'm going to step it up and show her my manly side. Can't wait, Fred.
So, yeah, but it's weird because now we start to see Fred is kind of obsessing. He's like, my feelings are so deeply rooted for her.
She's deeply rooted in my soul. My soul. Yeah. I can't go to sleep or wake up or poop without thinking of her. And it's different for the other guys because I get her. I'm like, oh, Fred. Oh, Fred, 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 Fred.
It's like, I just think I know all the guys like Rachel, but just for me, I think it's just, you know, I really like her.
Like, yeah, we get it.
You're on The Bachelorette. Shut up.
More proof that wanting something more than everybody else doesn't mean that you deserve something. It's like everyone's from American Idol. But I wanted it more. But you can't sing. Leave. Go. Yeah. Go. Don't let the door hit you.
So now it's nighttime. And I have to say, which is something you're rarely going to hear from me because I don't usually care about this kind of thing. But Rachel looked so pretty. Nighttime scene, she was wearing a beautiful necklace. She just looked amazing. I was like, oh my God.
She looks amazing in everything. That first dress, that black and gold dress, this one, she's keeping it 100. Jesus Christ, you see? She really does look so beautiful. So they're having drinks and she's having her alone time with people. And Russian Guido's like, I have never done that, and I feel comfortable in awkward situation, but I feel nervous around you, and I haven't met a girl who makes me nervous in a long time. I don't know why I'm making him sound like that, but I can't figure out his accent. But he does have a hard blink and, like, a head twitch.
Yes. Yes.
Something's off about him. Is he the guy who did the Rubik's Cube, too? He is, right?
Yes. Mm, yeah. Yes.
One-sided Rubik's Cube, head twitch, hard blink. Nope. Get rid of him.
Yeah, no, he's creepy. He has a real creepiness about him. I don't know. And then he's going to get the first impression rose, spoiler alert. But, I mean, the first the group date rose, which I'm not understanding.
Well, he was a good stripper. And he was one of the only ones who didn't shave his chest. So, you know, good for you. Good for you, Russian dude.
Yeah.
So
then she makes out with Will.
Oh, wait, we have to add this. I'm so sorry, Steph, but it was in a different paragraph. He goes, can I tell you something? When you look at me, you look into my left eye, and that is where you look for the brain, the intellect. And some people, they look in the right, and that means the creative, but you are looking in my left. And she goes, oh my God, it's true. I do look at your left eye. And then they make out, and he's sweating like crazy. There is something wrong with him, Rachel.
Yeah.
Set him free. If you love him, set him free, okay?
By the way, she also talks about Alex's layers. What layers? The Rubik's Cube? Every time I see you do a Rubik's Cube, I see another layer. No. Okay, so then she makes out with Will and then Peter, I think. And then Fred is like, so Rachel, you know, a lot of these guys have gotten to, you know, kiss you. That's what I found out. And, you know, I've had a real crush on you for a long time, and I don't know if you know this, but you were my camp counselor, which is weird. And I feel like, you know, it's just made me feel a little bit awkward, but you know, it's just because the other guys have gotten to kiss you and it makes me feel bad. So, I guess I want to kiss you, but I'm waiting for the right moment. So is this the right moment? What about now?
And she goes, okay, you're asking me. Now I feel awkward. Usually guys just do it. And I'm like, uh-oh, you open that door. Yeah. So he goes, but if I do, I just want you to know. And then he starts going in hard. And the guitars are like, plink, plink, romance, plink, romance, plink. And I thought maybe it won. And when he pulled back, he goes, I want you to know you might feel something, okay? That's what I was going to say. And then he tells us, when I kissed her, I was like, wow, yes, yeah, woohoo, woohoo. He starts jumping up and down. And he said, I instantly saw me in a tuxedo and her in a wedding gown. And I know she felt the same. Oh, no.
But her face was so funny to me. Speaking as a woman, her face was like, oh, my God. Maybe I do need to let guys ask me if they can kiss me because that's horrible. Like, that's horrible.
That was not good. And just his whole attitude, he was telling us, everybody's getting kisses but me. I'm just holding my breath. And the first kiss means a lot. I've been waiting 20 years. I was like, it's going to be really special. She's going to taste like a buffet of poor people. She just kissed like 20 dudes. And I'm not slut shaming, but her dad is sitting at home like, are you fucking kidding me, Rachel?
Yeah.
I'm on the state Supreme Court. You have just made out with like 6 people.
Yeah. Okay, but
who's eating cereal in your room? What kind is it? I'm getting jealous.
John is.
What kind? I hear that clinking bowl, John.
I can hear you eating cereal.
I'm so sorry. I was trying to wait for him to finish. He's finished.
John,
right?
Doesn't believe me that he makes loud noises.
Well, it's just the bowl clink, and it really is making me hungry. What kind is it? I really want to know.
Kinda, it's granola.
Oh, John. Well, granola's deceptively delicious because all the sugar. Good job, John. Good choice.
Okay, so here's where Rachel makes what I consider her first real dick move of the season. She goes and she gets the rose, and the guys are all like, okay, it's rose time. She picked up the rose, and she's like, Frederick, can I speak to you? And Frederick looks like he just, like, came in his pants. He's just like, oh my God, I'm getting the rose. This is crazy.
He's like, please.
This is like, oh, my dreams have come true. And she's like, come with me. Can I talk to you? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, carrying that rose, that Hobby Lobby rose.
Yep.
So
she carries it with her the whole time. Like, why? She picked it up and took it with her. She didn't have to do that. She could have left it there and just been like, Frederick, can I talk to you for a minute?
This was a dick move, and I felt like it was coming, but part of me thought maybe he's really a good kisser because he looked like a good kisser.
Yeah.
But Rachel doesn't like soft romantic kisses. She likes, because that's the kiss she keeps talking about, and that one was disgusting.
Yeah. But I was feeling bad for him, and my daughter, Elby, who can be a bit of a sociopath. She doesn't seem to have a lot of feelings for other people. She's the best kid on the planet, but she reads sad books, and she's like, yeah, I didn't get what was sad about it. You're like, oh, the best friend died. That, how are you not crying right now?
She's like, que sera, sera. Like, yeah, seriously.
She was like, Mom, I actually feel really bad. She's like, I feel really bad for him. I was like, I know, we were all kind of sad. It was sad. She shouldn't have done it that way.
Well, it was not happy for you because you found out your daughter's not a sociopath, so that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
So thanks, Fred. You were worth something. So she's like, you know what? You're like a baby. I cannot make out with babies. Please clean your poopy diaper and go, sir. Oh,
yeah.
Also, take one of these lamps with you. I want to be nice. And so
I have to say he handled it well for the fact that he planned his whole future with her.
Well, he got a lamp. He got like a hotel lamp. He was excited.
That's
so they
true.
Go down the long elevator ride down, and he's holding her hand, probably too tightly, and they put a close-up on the Hobby Lobby rose. And then in the car, he's like, I was falling in love. I gave her all of me. I was super transparent. I thought I was doing this for a reason, but there is no reason.
Miserable. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you were here for a reason. You just gave somebody video evidence for next time you get arrested stalking. You know?
Yeah. So, okay, let's move this along a little bit more. So she comes back. She gives the rose to Rubik's Cube, which is random. Back at the mansion, however, Eric, who I hadn't even figured out who he was. Eric is suddenly being a weirdo. He's like, Fred got sent home. Like, and that kind of makes me upset. Like, I don't feel like Rachel's emotionally available right now.
Yeah, he goes, I'm in an uncomfortable position. She's emotionally unavailable to me. And I've never been a lot so into one girl. And like he's just manic talking really, really fast. And the guys are kind of leading him. You know, the chiropractor said, so are you saying you like want to confront her? He's like, yeah, I want to confront her because I know what I can bring. And if I don't want her to be right for me, I just want her to be honest with me. Because if I'm not right for her, and he's in a manic state for whatever reason. So meanwhile,
then the chiropractor kind of says to the off camera, is like, yeah, I think it's kind of funny because, I mean, she's not having any trouble opening up to me.
Well,
which
He vacuumed, right? Was he the vac? Yeah. I need to remember who's the vacuum guy.
He's the one who's from Colombia. And they made out a lot. And then he offered to give her a massage.
Ugh. So, yeah, that guy's gross. People just don't get time yet. It's weird when people get so defensive at first. You know, she's got 30 dudes. Give her a second. Give her a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the douche cars. I like that every time they show Beverly Hills, it's like some douchey car driven by an 80-year-old rich guy. But it's also true.
So, yes, it's time for Anthony's one-on-one.
Now, this date, we don't have to go all the way through because we are... I am going long, sorry. Talk too much. But this guy, Anthony, now... I wrote Egghead Anthony, which is so incredibly rude because you can't change your skull. You know what I mean? It's, like, not nice, and I get it. I have to say, this guy put on a hat, and my whole life changed. I was like, you're amazing. You're so handsome. And then when he took it off, he was still handsome. I was like, I love you. He was so nice. He was so, like, polite and sweet, but also manly. And he rode that horse for the first time really well. And even when they were taking the horses into stores, he was like, should we be doing this? Because that horse will poop. And then the horse did poop in a store. And Rachel was just like, oh, that's so Beverly Hills. I was like, some poor person has to clean that up, Rachel. But he said, you can't even get mad at the horse because that's what they do. I was like, okay, you're beautiful. Yeah. What do you use on your skin? Because it looks like baby skin. I want to marry you, be you, live with you, follow you. Tell me what I need to do. I'm in love with you, Anthony.
You know what I thought was inappropriate, though? When they go to buy boots, one of the only sound bites they have is her going, what size shoe do you wear? And he goes, 13, 14. She's like, oh, okay. I was like, was that necessary? Seriously?
I was more bothered by the fact that they tried on shoes while they were sitting on the horse. Because everybody who wears cowboy boots knows when you buy those things, you have to pull them on and then let them mold to your shoe. If they bought them like that, then they were buying a size too big. But, true. You know, joke's on them.
Right. So then there's a bunch of like, we're building a relationship. Our walls are coming down. Vulnerable. And Anthony's like, I'm vulnerable. I want a lot of kids. And I was bored. But back at the house.
I was bored too, but that's how I know that they're a good couple. Like if I'm waiting on a table like that and they're talking and it's really boring to me, but they both seem like so in love. I'm like, that's a good couple. I feel like good couples are boring.
Yeah, I agree.
No offense, good couples.
So back at the house, Eric is already like pre-matting. That means he's like getting mad ahead of time. He's like, I just want to say, if I don't get the card, if I'm not on the card, I'm going to be like, what's up? You don't want to see me? What's up with that? Tripping? Why are you tripping so hard? Why you're trying to leave me out? And then he's on the date card.
This guy, poor guy, was spinning out. He was going crazy. And then Brady, who I didn't even remember was there, says, I just wrote, Brady, who is that? He's a dried up doll. That's all I had to say. So Eric is finally picked for this next group date. And Moana's all sad.
Yeah.
And Eric has decided that he's going to confront Rachel about feeling left out or whatever.
Yeah, so, he's like, I'm not going to say anything right away, but he's like, I'm going to check in frequently to see where she's at. Like, my eyes on you.
Yeah. Oh, this guy. So back on the date, they're still being romantic. Who cares?
Blah, blah,
okay,
blah.
So then back at the house, Moana's upset that he didn't get a date. He's doing that whole, like, I wasn't on a date all this week, and it's really rough. And then the guy returns, and he's like, got some. And then Eric is still spitting out. He's like, well, I hope I get clarity tonight because I'm emotionally available right now. She's not emotionally available.
Not.
And, you know, like, I feel like she has a lot of emotional facades, which I thought was a funny turn of phrase.
And he's also like, it's weird because he's starting to be very Unabomber-ish. He's just like, he's got a hoodie on. He's just wearing like a gray hoodie and he's just stewing.
Yeah.
He's just getting madder and madder on the couch, like in his hoodie.
Yeah, the guy's spinning out. And because people are paying attention to him, he's thinking, oh, like they're listening. So I'll just keep talking. And so I think, I don't know what, but he's spinning out. And Moana, when he hears emotional facades, Moana's like, I protect Moana. I will confront him. So he comes over, and Eric is still yapping, and I'm writing down everything he's saying as fast as I can because it was so funny. He's like, I'm just saying, she's planning to get what she's going to get. You aren't going to marry a girl who's not going to give you all she's going to give. I'm going to ask her point blank. You came in and chimed. Oh, and then Moana comes in. He's like, what now? Emotional facades? Are you saying that that's not real? And he's like, what are you even talking about? You came and chimed in my discussion. I'm the one sitting here talking. Why would you come over here? And Moana says, you asked a question. And he's like, not to you. Why are you talking? Why are you talking? So he's screaming at Moana. And then everyone's like, uh-oh, he's mad. And then Eric goes, what? And Moana walks off and he goes, what? I can deal with uncomfortable situations. Or no, yeah. I can deal with uncomfortable conversations. It's like, yeah, because you're making it uncomfortable.
All right. So then we have to have a look at Brady's hair. Because it looks like he put his finger in a light socket. It's just he's got it all combed straight up.
Yeah, cum bangs.
Yeah, but completely straight up in the air. Okay, so then Rachel comes for the group date, and she's got the cast of the upcoming Bachelor in Paradise with her. And Alexis Dolphin chick, Shark Dolphin, is definitely had plastic surgery a lot.
I think just and some Botox and stuff, right? Because she didn't have anything to really lift.
I think it's more than that. I know, but her face looks totally different to me.
Oh, I don't remember her face as much because I still like to think of her as Dolphin Shark, Shark Dolphin or whatever.
I think she had a nose job and some cheek stuff. I think she had her cheeks sucked. She did a whole thing, I think.
I love that girl. She's going to be so funny on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so then they're on a party bus. The guys do some pole dancing on the party bus. Then Raven is whispering like to the different guys, like, who do you guys think is the least appropriate? And two of the guys say Eric. Okay. Then we go to the bar because that part's going to come back later. We don't need to discuss it too much. But then they go to the bar. And by the way, it's the scariest bar. Like, America!
Where was that bar? That was an odd place. A mud wrestling bar. And it looked like one of the ladies in there was like Flo from Mel's Diner.
Yeah.
And she had like big curled red hair. And she's like, woo-hoo! And they had to do mud wrestling. And one girl was like, show me your junk! Woo! Mud wrestling in general is so gross. And it looked like dog food. Which one of them pointed out. It was so nasty. Yeah. So they get in, and the winner actually ended up being not Kenny. It was
not Pretty Boy. Pretty Boy, NyQuil, Pitbull, yeah, Instagram.
It was the elf who ended up winning with that.
Yep.
And
yeah.
Rachel goes,
LB goes, Bryce's face stresses me out. She does not approve.
Rachel said, Brady's hair is a force to be reckoned with because that thing is still up. Those bangs are still up. And they were.
Yeah.
They were standing straight up in the air.
Okay, so then this happens. Rachel asks the girls for feedback, and they say they kind of like Dean. But then they're both like, two of the guys told us that they think Eric is like has too many red flags. So Rachel goes in and basically, okay, so then Eric pulls her aside because he has a lot on his mind. He needs to go over a lot with her. And he's like, I'm just so vulnerable, like, and emotionally available. And like, why aren't you?
And she's like, I want to look at you. I want to look at you when I speak. Or when you speak, and he's like, okay. And he says, if there's no emotions, you know, I want to feel it because I've been running from my feelings and it's the first time I don't know what to do because I'm so vulnerable.
Yeah.
And she's like, look,
this is another dick mood number two. Oh, okay. Yeah.
What does she do?
She immediately goes, I need to let you know that both Bryce and Lee said that you're not right for me.
Yeah. You have bad motives.
Why? But she could have, she goes, yeah, my girls like talked to, you know, some people and your name came up as being not right for me. And the people that said that are Bryce and Lee.
Yeah.
Like it was like, you know, that's going to start a fight.
Yeah. Well, Bryce.
Eric's face just gets so scary. He's like that he looks like Jack Nicholson when he's like, "Here's Jenny." Like when he's about to kill Shelley Duvall with an axe, he just gets that like dark, like a darkness
but
comes
then
over his face.
I like that when he talks to her, he is up front and he doesn't act crazy. I mean, he does talk really fast, but he doesn't really act all that crazy with her. He just says exactly what he said he was going to say. Well, except the fake part. But, you know, he is saying, like, "I feel like you don't even see me," whatever. And I like that he could do that. But then she gets him mad. Then she gets him mad. So he goes to the guys who are sitting around the fire and he's like, "Look, guys, let's talk like men, okay? Because she said two people told her friends that my motives are not real. So who was it?" And Midget Poof is like, he does that gaslighting thing. Like, why are you yelling? Why are you acting like that?
Yeah, he's like, dude, I think you're amazing. Because I think you're such an amazing dude with so much potential. You're just not experienced in love. Like, that's all. I told her you have a lot to learn.
Yeah. And he says, "And you know that? You know that I'm inexperienced in love?" And he's like, and then the elf jumps in and he says, "Yeah. Well, you know, some people will take what you say and twist it against you." That's you.
Yeah, that's
you who just did that. So they're like tag team gaslighting this guy.
Right. And then Eric's like, yeah. Okay, Bryce, like you're seeming like you're straight up. Lee, I don't know about you. I'm not sure about you. Lee's like, what?
He said, "Well, look, I just feel energy when you talk." And the Midge goes, "Do you?" And he goes, "Yeah. And I feel like yours isn't genuine. Like this guy's being genuine, but you're not being genuine." And the Midget's like, "Oh, really? Now, remember last night? What did Moana's friend get on you about? What was that? Yelling. Yeah. Look, you have so much potential. But last night I walked in and you were screaming. You're an amazing guy, an amazing individual, and I love you to death." And he's like, "Why do you keep saying you love me?" And he goes, "Because I do love you." "Why are you saying you love me?" "Because I do love you." He's like, "What the hell? Are you afraid of me or what?" And he's like, "You know, I think you're a little closed off. And if you don't want to talk anymore, we can figure this out later." And then he goes, and like does that sucking like click sound. And then finger shoots him and winks. That guy
needs
to
die.
Be thrown down the hills of Tarzana.
Yeah.
He's the worst. And Eric says he has snake in his DNA.
Yep.
So
and
this
he's
is
wearing
where it
like
turns.
This long scarf while he's doing it. Did you notice that? He's wearing some like weird plaid, like long scarf.
Oh.
It was so weird. He just looked like a maitre d'.
He's awful.
Yeah.
But this is
Eric
the part where
the
it changed rose. Because Eric did stay calm and like had the conversation, but now this guy's obviously trying to set him off.
Right.
Ass.
But so Eric gets the rose, which is weird. And then Iggy goes to talk to Rachel, you know, Moana.
Oh, good.
Moana's friend.
Here we go.
He's like, "Can I just talk to you for a minute?" And he's got this huge, he's like just been like working out for like 5 hours. He's all crazy buff. He's like, "Yeah, I just want to let you know, that Eric is a loose cannon. And, you know, that's it. I just feel like
God.
I want to let you know."
He's like, basically, "Look, Eric has a rose and I don't, so I'm going to tattletale because I have nothing going on and I have no date, so I'm going to be a little tattletale bitch. And I hate when the guys do this. It makes me fucking crazy. No woman is going to respect you for tattletaling, okay? It's not ever going to happen in your entire life.
Yeah.
It's gross, so stop it."
So then it gets even worse because then Moana goes over to Eric and he's like, "Dude, I just want to let you know that I just had a fantastic talk with Rachel. It was like amazing. Like we are, it's good. But, and I just want to let you know that your name came up." And Eric's like, "What?" Like what? He starts getting more and more pissed. He's not taking it well.
But Moana also said to Rachel, she said, "Well, I talked to him and I don't mind him speaking his mind. That's fine with me." And he goes, "Oh yeah." He said, Eric said he wasn't sure if you were here for the right reasons or you're taking this seriously. And she goes, "Well, that's okay." And he goes, yeah, because that's what we were all wondering, which is such an ass-kissy thing to say. But he's also saying, yeah, we all thought you were fake. He's such an idiot, this guy.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Yeah, but also he also said that he doesn't think you're genuine at all. And then I stood up for you." And he's the one with the rose. And he thinks that the loudest is the rightest. Like, you are such a gigantic sweaty bitch. I cannot wait to see you sent home sobbing in your terrible suit.
Yeah, but then just to double down, lesbian goes and talks to Rachel too. And he's like, I just want to tell you that Eric like yelled at Moana, and it was really crazy.
It was and really, now Rachel's yeah, it was like, really, really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He was screaming so loud that all the doors upstairs shut. Like it's a horror movie. And yeah, I know it was, it's like, corny, but
I told her, I told him, I was like, don't go into the light. Don't go into the light. But I don't know what happened.
And I know it's corny, but we're all here for you. And I know it's drama on your night. And I hate being the guy to do this. And his hair just got crazier and higher and higher. And he tells us, yeah, I'm throwing him under the bus and I feel good doing it. And then he drinks and winks at the camera. Ugh. Yes.
Great. So then Rachel goes, she's like, I need to talk to Eric. I need to talk to Eric. So then she pulls Eric aside and she's like, look, I'm not going to take your rose away, but my antenna's up because people are telling me stuff about you. And he's like, what are you talking about? I've been just real. I've been keeping it 100, like your motto. And she's like, I know you have, and I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, but I don't know why these guys keep talking about you.
And also so they said that I'm not genuine and that that's what you said. And then that's when he's like, well, I didn't say that, which he did, but he said so much. I mean, he's talking so fast. Like, he probably doesn't even know what he said. But on the other hand, he did say that. He's like, nope, I didn't say that at all. And so he's like, look, it's tough because I'm open and cool and I'm positive and they're attacking me. And I'm like, why? Am I the only guy in the house? And he goes, it hurts a little, you know, because she believes them. Also, because I just hit my head on that sharp chandelier right now. Because he stood up and it's like this triangle, this brass triangle just beat him in the head.
Yeah. So then Eric is like going to have a showdown. So he goes to talk to all the guys. And as he's getting madder and madder, Lee is just getting happier and more smiley. And he's like, why is my name in all of your mouths? Why are you all talking about me?
He goes nuts. And they're doing it on purpose. You know, he's making him madder and madder, but he falls for it, you know, and he does.
And Chris is outside in the tent just smiling.
Yeah, he's Chris like Harrison. Having the nicest pee behind a bush ever. So the the post scene is Bradley, the cum hair model. And he's like, look, I'm a model and people think of Zoolander. So I'm trying to change that. So I want to give you my pro move. And she goes like, Zoolander, idiot.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to change that. So here's my Zoolander move. And he goes, this is what I call the booger roll. You go into your nose and he puts his pointing finger and his thumb together. And he's like, you go into your nose like you have a booger. And then you just roll it. You roll it. It looks like you're being serious, but in my head I'm thinking, I'm rolling a booger right now. That guy will be a congressman one day, I guarantee it. Because that is such a political move.
Yes.
That booger roll. I just wrote, Jesus, this show. So funny.
So, by the way, next week, there's no episode.
What?
Yeah, because there's a basketball tournament.
Yay! Week off.
Week off.
All right, then we'll see you guys in a couple of weeks for another Rose Pricks. Thanks so much for being here. The bonus this week was super fun, so go check that out. Just go to rosepricks.com. It'll take you over to our Patreon.
If you subscribe even for just $1 an episode, which is only $3 or $4 a month, you get to listen to all of our bonus content.
Yeah, and I think we're around 20-ish now. Everybody, thanks so much for your support. We love you. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Bye.